Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with your host, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Yes, I've been off. Yes, I've been gone for a couple of weeks traveling. You know, life happens, inspiration happens. I'm so glad, and I feel so full, and I'm just happy to come back to share. It's been a journey. It's been a journey of the last few weeks. Wow. Yikes. I was looking at something online about happiness. I was reading an article that someone wrote, and it was really, wow. This woman, hold on a second. This woman, which really, it tickled me. It tickled me. Let's see. What does she say? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Apart from the usual run of banal and irritating happiness gurus, is that while his life has been privileged in some way, okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, scratch all of that. I dislike the line banal and irritating happiness gurus. And I fall into that category. So thank you. And, of course, I had to look up how to pronounce banal. Because banal. Anyway, yes, I'm one of those irritating happiness people. I'm not even a family guru. Happiness people. And the interesting thing, I was really thinking about this happiness and happiness specialist. And happiness, is there really a value for the masses to happiness? I mean, is happiness valued? I know what we do value. I know we value accomplishments. We value money. We value position. We value titles. We value fame. I know that, but do the masses value happiness? And listen, I'm just going to throw that question out there because I'm not even going to try to answer it. I have an answer, but I'm not. But I do think that happiness is an individual value. Is an individual, I think a person is really, I mean, who isn't out there looking for, wanting to feel, when I say happy, I'm really talking about a peace in mind. Peace in mind. Let me just start off. I know I start off really quickly. Let me start off by saying, by giving the definition, my definition. Oh, hold on a second. A little technical difficulties. Hold on. Log back in. You want to know my password? It's Surrender Trust 2019. Okay. Anywho, what was I saying? The definition of happiness. My definition of happiness, and we all have a different definition, but my definition is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. The ability to be at peace, and happiness is a practice skill. And with that being a practice skill, anyone can practice. If I can do it, you can do it. If it is a practice, all you need to know is what to practice and what to eliminate. That's what this show is about, how to experience more happiness, more peace, and it's the same thing. I use those words interchangeable, happiness, interchange. I use happy and peace interchangeably. And I because it is a vibration, it is an energy, and that energy is what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening, and especially since I've been gone for a couple of weeks, I want to thank you for sharing the show. The show is heard all over the globe now. I'm getting emails from people all over. I really, really appreciate it. And the number to call in if you want to ask me a question is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. One of the things when I was looking online, there were a lot of really good information on, there were questions. What brings true happiness? What's the secret to happiness? And that's what this show shares. What does happiness look like? What is the strongest emotion? What is the most positive emotion? What else do I have? Let's see. Okay. This is a good one. Happiness has traditionally, I'm reading from what I printed out this morning. Happiness has traditionally been considered an elusive thing. To some, even trying to achieve it is an exercise in futility. Yes, I am wasting my time. No, let me tell you something. If you want my opinion, and I know you didn't ask, when we get to the end and we're breathing our last breath, what is going to be important to you? Looking back on your life, what are you going to be thinking about? And what I do know is, regardless of what this person wrote, banal happiness gurus. Oh, and the funny thing, the definition, oh, that's right. I wrote the definition, I totally agree. I wrote the definition of banal: lacking of originality, freshness, or novelty. Trite. That's me. Another definition of happiness here is a true happiness is enjoying your own company and living in peace and harmony with your body, mind, and soul. To be truly happy, you don't need other people or material things. Happiness is the consequence of personal effort and living a life of purpose. That's a good definition. And then one person said, the happiest person in my house is the dog. Dogs may aim low, but they pretty much nail it every day as a result. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a practice skill. In other words, anyone can achieve it. The question is, the challenge becomes committing to the practice of wanting, committing, feeling, prioritizing happiness. And again, when I say happiness, I'm talking about an inner peace, regardless of what happens in your day. And this is a daily practice. So the more you practice, the better the results. The first part of the practice starts with gradually eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. There are behaviors. In fact, where's my list? I have my own list that I started. Where the heck? I have it numbered. I think I'm at 35. 35 and growing. The list of behaviors, everyday common behaviors that we all engage in that but subtracts from your happiness. And then there's also a list of behaviors that when you practice those, your happiness grows, your peace grows. When I say happiness, when I talk about a foundation, I'm talking about your personal foundation. What are you grounded in? What are you rooted in? Are you rooted in peace or are you rooted in drama? Are you rooted in getting angry or are you rooted in something else? Your root, your core of who you are, what is it? What is the core of who you are? That is the practice. And again, if the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. And if you want to speak with me, just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue if you want to have a question or comment. So even though this person does not value happiness, I think that before the end, we are going to value it. It doesn't matter. Let me just stop for a second, take a breath. It's been 2 weeks since I've been on here, and I'm just so excited. I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon. Hold on a second. Let me just take a breath and calm myself down. Whew. One of the things that I've talked about on this show, well, the show is the five most common regrets of the dying. And one of the five most common regrets of the dying, and this study was done by Bronnie Ware, who was a hospice nurse, and she interviewed all her patients. And these people, her patients had a month to live, 2 months to live, weeks to live, 6 months to live. And she asked them a very important question: do you have any regrets? So these are people that know that they're dying and asked, I'm getting chills now, and they were asked, what are your regrets? There were five of the most common regrets of the dying. You can find this on Google if you like. Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware, W-A-R-E. And one of the biggest regrets was, I wish I would have been happier. Now, that's a very powerful statement if you ask me. Let's get to the topic of the show. Before I get to the topic of the show, of course, let me share with you some of the questions that you can ask yourself. When I say that happiness is a practice skill, so it is about the practice. And my question to you is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And what's your definition of happiness? Who and or what is subtracting from your happiness today? Are you as happy when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? So that's a question that only you can answer. And these following questions are questions that you can only answer yes or no. Here we go. Can other people hurt your feelings? It's either yes or no. Can other people offend you? Yes or no. Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? And do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? So those are yes or no questions. And if you've answered yes to any of those questions, guess what? This show is for you. Today's topic is about your secret weapon. Does anybody know? Raise your hand. Does anybody know what your secret weapon is? We all have it. We were all born with it. But do we practice and do we use it on a daily basis? And I'm going to give you an example of that, what happened to me yesterday using my secret weapon. Now, what is the secret weapon, Rebecca? Don't keep me in suspense. Okay, the secret weapon is using your intuition. Using your intuition, meaning your own personal GPS. We all have it. Yesterday morning was Saturday, yes, I woke up and I woke up. Wow, that was stating the obvious. If you know me, and some of you don't, I never go shopping on the weekends. It's just too many people. Even though I live in a very small town, 24,000 people, I just don't shop on the weekends in the mornings. But for some reason, I say universe. Some people use the term God, spirit, higher power. It's all, to me, it's that it doesn't matter what term you use. I use the term universe. So yesterday morning, the universe was pushing me and saying, go to Walmart. On a Saturday morning, go to Walmart. Well, I did have a list. I had two things I had to get at Walmart. Two things. Go to Walmart. But it's Saturday. Why am I going to Walmart on a Saturday? Go to Walmart. And I always listen. And I usually, not always, but I usually, when it's pushing me that hard, I do listen and I do exactly what I'm told. So I got my list of two things, which I do have to have a list because I can be in a store and I only have two things to buy and I'll forget both of them. But anywho, I digress. I get to Walmart and I'm walking in. I'm walking towards the store. And I don't know if I've ever revealed this on the show, but one of my nicknames is Pancake. Pancake is my nickname. I use it. It's how did I get the word? How did I get the name Pancake? Oh, that's another show. That's another show. But my nickname is Pancake. And so people in this small town, because I've taught, you know, classes, exercise classes, et cetera. So I run into people a lot. And this woman, and she had a mask on outside. I wasn't wearing a mask. I was going into the store. I was still outside. And she said, Pancake? And I looked at her. Of course, I didn't recognize her with her mask on. And she took her mask off. And I said, yes. And we both hugged and we both cried. Why? Well, if you listened, well, let me just share. About 4 months ago, I really don't remember exactly, but two of the people, in fact, one of my exercise students, and another a gentleman who taught me how to fish here. Oh, gosh, hold on. Let me take a couple of deep breaths. Anyway, both of them were given 6 months to live. Both of them, two people that I've just met since I've been here, and it's been 4 years now living in Oregon, were given 6 months to live. And this, and both of them have died. Now, they both died. One of them died 3 weeks ago. The other one was 4 weeks ago. Anyway, and one of them worked at Walmart. And walking and seeing this woman, she was, well, I'll just say her name. She was Tina's best friend. She was her best friend. And we met a couple of times, and, you know, Tina introduced us, and we met a couple of times. And anyway, seeing her, and Tina died about maybe 4 weeks ago now, but we hadn't seen each other, and we both hugged, and we both cried, and we both talked about how much we love Tina, and we both exchanged numbers. I didn't have her number, and it was such a beautiful, emotional, loving connection that I would not have had if I had not listened to that voice and got my ass out and to Walmart. So my question to you, my dear audience, is do you use your intuition? And we all have it. And do you practice using your intuition? That's the question. And the practice is listening and following. Listening and following. And also the practice is trusting. Trust. How much do you trust? Now, trust is a really, how do you practice trust? How do you practice trust? Well, that's an individual question that only you can answer. But I'm here to tell you and share with you that when you do practice trust, when you do practice this every single day, it's just like practicing, I don't know, needlepoint or crochet. It's just like that. But when you practice it, you are able to navigate, journey through this life with your shoulders down, relaxed. I don't care what happens. It doesn't matter the most challenging, traumatic. But when you trust what comes with that is knowing that whatever is happening, number one, is not permanent. There is a next moment. Number two, you realize that even through that uncomfortable period of time, that there are going to be lessons learned. There's going to be growth that's happening, opportunity for growth. So when you know that, and let me give you the evidence. The evidence is your own life. Your own life. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. If you're in the queue, if you want to speak, just press the number 1. The evidence is your own life. Look back at your life. Look back at situations that, oh, gosh, you know, I wouldn't have chosen it. A lot of things have happened to me. It wasn't my choice. If I was driving, oh, it would be a lot different. But I know that it's not my will. It's not my will. And I've accepted that, and now I trust. I trust that whatever is happening is serving me. Is serving me at the highest, highest level. Whatever is happening for my betterment. Whatever is happening for my growth. And the more you grow, the more peace you're going to find. Let me share a story. Because I said one of the things about this show today is 9/11. This is, I've told this story before, but since yesterday was 9/11, I want to share it again. I've been to the top of the World Trade Centers twice in my life. Years ago, back in the, 1996, I believe. And I'm really bad with memory. One of the things that the universe granted me was forgetting the memory. I mean forgetting the moment before. Getting off a little bit. But my point is, I've been at the top of the World Trade Center before they were blown up. And I've also been I've also been back to New York to see the memorial. And one of the things that I share on this show and teach on this show is find the good in any tragedy. Find the good in any challenge. Find the lesson. And I remember thinking before I went to the memorial, the 9/11 memorial, I said, how the hell am I going to find something good from over 3,000 people dying, killed, murdered? How am I going to find good with that? And I was really struggling until I got there. Until I got to the memorial, and I saw how beautiful it was, and how many people were moved. Listen, I'm not here to question the plan, to judge the plan. I sure wouldn't have wanted over 3,000 people to have died like that. But it's not my plan. I'm looking around, and I recommend if you ever go to New York, it's one of the most beautiful, sacred, peaceful places that I have been to. And the waterfalls, it's got the waterfalls into the, because the towers, both of the towers, the area where they were, it's now each the area where they were, so you can see the size, and they have all of the names engraved. I stayed there probably over 2 hours, just sitting and thanking and feeling grateful for being able to experience. For being able to experience that energy in that place, which is all peaceful. I don't know of it. Anyway, that was my attempt to try to find something in the middle of tragedy. And it wasn't right when it happened. It wasn't a year or 2 years. I don't even remember how long it took them to finish the memorial. But I couldn't get to that place until I was there. So it doesn't matter how long it takes. You know that you are going to, there is evidence that you will feel different about whatever tragedy you have experienced. When you practice, when you practice looking for something good in everything and in everybody. It's not an easy practice. When I talk about trusting the evidence of your past, you know you have tons and tons and tons of times where, right in the middle of it. Let me give you another example. This I've shared this before too. In 2018, when my mother died, and I found out that she gifted the family house to the handyman. That's right, the family home, because my mother wasn't really mentally stable when she died. A year and before she died, she wasn't mentally stable, and she was taken advantage of by blah, 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 the stories. So then when she died, now, you know, I had no idea this was, I had a little inkling, because there was a handyman that was around, and there was an attorney that was around, but I couldn't do anything to change it. It wasn't my plan. And quite frankly, let me be really real. My mother didn't gift the house to the handyman. That was the universe that did that. That was the universal plan. And after I found out, it took me, and it was a struggle. It was a struggle. It took me about 12 days. No, I'll just say 2 weeks. 2 weeks to be able to tell that story with laughter. Because that is a funny story. Your mother dies, and guess what? You know, I was in line to inherit the house. No, it goes to a stranger. Woo-wee! That's a funny story. My mother dies and gives the house to the handyman. Humor. When you're faced with challenges in this life, which we all are, life is a roller coaster, humor is very important. And one of the things that when I talk about what adds to happiness and what subtracts to happiness, let me get my list. Where's my list? Oh, I'm so unorganized. I'm so unorganizing. One of the things that subtracts from happiness is taking anything personally. Well, we could say that's personal, but it's not. The universe is an impersonal, is impersonal. The other thing is taking anything so seriously. And what else, what did I learn? Let me switch to this. What did I learn from that? What did I need to learn? How did I need to grow? What good came out of my mother gifting the house to the handyman? Well, easy, instantly. No attachments. Everything in that house there's a second part to the story, but this is right when it happened. Everything in that house that was sentimental, I had to let go of it. It wasn't mine. Family, it wasn't mine anymore. Oh, crack that, mine. And that's another thing that I learned. There is nothing on this, there is nothing now that I call mine. I don't say my house, my car, the tree house, the car, the whatever. There's mine. I don't do that anymore. It's mine? That's just me. The other thing I learned, no attachment, the other thing I learned is trusting. I knew in the back of my head way back there, knowing that everything happens for a reason. It was way back there, it was buried, but it was there. Everything happens for a reason. It was a year and a half, maybe a year and a half, maybe a little bit more, after over $120,000, that's right, $120,000 of legal fees, I did get the house back. The other thing that it taught me, when I say got the house back, I mean, I settled with the handyman for a lot of money. What the other thing that taught me was, I was really focusing on being angry and mad and blaming the handyman. I was really angry and focusing on blaming and getting angry at the attorney. And the universe just hit me. It's not them. We did this. You didn't. They didn't do it. You can't be angry at them. They played their. They're just playing a role. Don't you understand? Sometimes they talk to me really, really strict, really hard. Don't you understand, Rebecca? This is good. This is something that you should celebrate. I still needed to do more growing. And back to the World Trade Center. Wow, how was that for a segue? Back to the World Trade Center. When I went to the World Trade Center all the way up to the top, I remember looking down. And I don't know if you've ever been to New York, but looking down from the top of the World Trade Center, I could see the Brooklyn Bridge, and I saw a plane. I was above a plane. You could see all five boroughs, Long Island, New Jersey, Brooklyn, what's the other one? Manhattan, New Jersey. Did I say New Jersey twice? Who knows? I don't remember. So from the top of the World Trade Center, you can see all the view. I've never been that high. I've never been able to see that view again. I mean, it was. I can't even describe it. To see a plane that's beneath me, and that view taught me about perspective and having. Oh, hold on a second. Oh. A little technical difficulties. Hold on, audience. Oh, hold on, audience. Okay, I'm back. Okay, let's see. Where am I? Where am I? Okay, I'm back. Woo! I got to keep an eye on this. Okay, back to the World Trade. So the perspective on top of the World Trade, when you can see a plane beneath you, so your perspective is another practice. Practice having more than one perspective. Practice coming up with thinking about more than one perspective. Can you imagine being on top of the World Trade Center and then also all the way down in the lobby? In the lobby of the World Trade Center, the perspective is totally different. It's smaller, it's more limiting. My challenge to you, my dear audience, is to practice changing a perspective, even if it's a perspective that you like. Practice changing your perspective instantly. One of the things that adds to happiness is the ability to change your perspective in an instant. I just snapped my fingers. In an instant. Wow, that was pretty good. In an instant. That was my left hand, too. Woo! The practice of changing your perspective. So whatever is going on in your life, whatever challenge it is, guess what? You can change your energy, you can shift your vibration just by changing your perspective. And so that's my other tribute to the World Trade Centers, to 9/11, because it taught me more about perspective. It taught me more about the huge, huge, huge varieties of how I can look at any single situation. I had a caller years ago, and she said, you know, I have this brand new job. It was my dream job, but it was 2 hours, an hour and a half commuting each way. And she was complaining about the commute. She said, I think I'm going to just quit this job because, well, she didn't say she thinks she's going to quit it, but she was really complaining about the drive and about the commute. Excuse me. And I shared with her, I said, can you come up with another perspective? I mean, I know you hate traffic. I said, can you find another way to think about that 1.5 hour commute? And she came up with, oh, yeah, I let's see, I can. She was really thinking. She says, well, I guess I can use that to stay in the present moment. You can practice staying in the present moment. One of the practices of staying in the moment is just to identify what you're looking at, picture, tree, chair, mirror, cell phone, counter. So the practice, he says, I can practice that. I said, what else? Because the thing about practicing a different perspective is, the more you practice, the easier it gets. What else? She came up with five different perspectives. One of the ones was, she said she can call people, catch up on people that she doesn't usually talk to, catch up on just your friends. She came up with so many different things that she didn't mind the 1.5-hour drive to the job. Let's get back to our intuition, because that is the topic of the show, and if you listen to me, you know I can get off topic really easy. When you're using your intuition, when you hone in on your intuition, and again, if you want to, I have a few people on the queue. I have a few people who want to say hello. Hold on a second. Hold on. Area code 917. You're live on Reality Spirituality. Hello. Welcome. What's your first name?
Happy Sunday. My name is Tina. Thank you for having us.
Hi, Tina. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your question? What's going on?
Oh, wait a minute. I just want to thank you for your perspective. Your mind is amazing.
Oh, well, right back at you. Right back at you. How did you find the show?
I was almost speak. I was just on Blog Talk. Oh, my God. Yes. Perspective changes everything.
Oh. You're giving me chills, sweetie.
It's the truth. It's really a privilege and honor speaking with you right now. We can ask about relationships?
Yeah. Ask me about anything.
Oh, great. Thank you. I would like to ask, too, if Spirit has for my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Your relationship with Todd? Did you say grandson?
Yes. No, my boyfriend.
Oh, your great friend?
My boyfriend, Todd.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. Let me just clean out all the wax in my ears. I don't know. Boyfriend,
okay.
Todd. Okay, got it. Lord. Woo! Hearing aid is coming a little bit sooner than expected. Okay.
No, you won't have a hearing aid.
What is your question? How long have you been seeing him, and what is your specific question?
Just whatever Spirit has for us.
Okay.
Spirit wants me to know. Thank you.
Now let me throw some things right back at you, because when I get these kind of questions, especially the psychic questions and those kind of questions, I like to ask you questions so I can kind of hone in a little bit more. Okay. So how long have you been going out?
I've known him quite some time, but it's new.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay,
I've known him for a long
new
time, but I've known him for years, but we're just going into the relationship realm.
And that's really interesting. Now, when you say going into the, how did that happen? How did that evolve going into the, and when did that, a month ago, 2 months ago?
It's pretty new. I've always put our relationship on the back burner for school, and then he had another relationship. But he was single.
Okay.
He was single when we met, but I wanted to pursue my career.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back around.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And what do you like? What don't you like about him, and what do you like about it? And then I'll be ready to give you what I think.
Oh, no, I like everything about him. He's amazing. He's a really nice guy.
So let me hit you with this, because I can feel you, and you trust, and you see the thing about when I talk about happiness and practicing, one of the practices is to be okay with uncertainty. healthy. And when I say that, I will share the other thing that I feel. Being okay with uncertainty is a practice that isn't really practiced. Let me talk for myself. You know, I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know. And one of the things that subtracts from peace and happiness is also living in the future. What if? I have something to say. You know that whatever's going to happen, this Todd thing, this Todd boyfriend, it is such a, it's such a perfect, what can I say, perfect union because it's happening. So there's no real reason to question and or let's scratch that. No real reason to question. Scratch that. Let me come back to me because I want to just say, when I meet someone, a person, a guy that is a possible relationship, okay, possible, one of the things that I don't do anymore is try to figure anything out. I know that if the universe brings someone in my life, they're supposed to be there. And so my question is to ask, okay, how is this going to serve me? How I know it's serving me, and I know I'm going to be growing from it. I know I'm going to be, my awareness is going to be greater. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you for this experience. Thank you for this person. Thank you, universe. And that's it. It sounds like you and Todd, I mean, it's especially the way you described it with let me just take a deep breath here because I'm feeling a lot of different things. It sounds like there is no question. Am I off?
No, I just didn't know if Spirit. I like your perspective. I just didn't know if Spirit wanted me to know anything else, but your perspective is correct.
Yeah, I mean, all I got to say is congratulations, and especially with you, you know. Yeah, you. Do you do enough alone time?
Yes, I do. A lot of alone time.
Oh, woo! So this is really something exciting coming in then.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, the thing about meeting someone is whether it's a girlfriend, a boyfriend, you're prepared. You're prepared for all of it. You're prepared for this relationship. It's time for this relationship. But I don't.
Yes,
but don't ask me what it's. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that this relationship is benefiting you in a way that in a perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing, really.
Yeah, and that's that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things, you know, I can't believe how fast the show goes. And anybody else that has a question, the show, I can't believe the show is going to be 2 more minutes. Yikes. Any other questions? You know, I'm going to have to share this. Well, next week I'm going to be off again. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, there's another call. Hold on. Let me go to this person. You've been waiting. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, area code 919. What's your first name and welcome?
It's Robert. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Robert. Welcome. Robert! My Robert!
That was...
You know,
boy,
Robert, I have to write your number down.
Dadnabbit,
I never remember. Okay. Robert, my Robert. Hi, Robert.
not yours, remember? Not mine.
I know, but I use that in a loving term.
I know. I'm only thinking with you just to show you how much people learn from listening to your show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. You know, I'm making some moves, and we're going to be We're going to be global soon, Robert, and you're going to be part of that. I mean, I just, you have supported me, and I support, you know, just, I don't know how many years it's been, but I could just hug you right now and just, I could just, I'm just sending, I really, Robert, sending you a very emotional, loving hug right now. I hope you can feel it. I really do mean that. You're very special.
I do.
Even though we've never
Thank
met.
Thank you. I know.
You and really
that,
are.
You know, that just, yeah, that shows. Well, you know, it seems like, you know, you've had some emotional experiences, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, I mean, it's kind of strengthens that heart connection. But I have just a real quick story, and it all revolves around pancake. So I had no idea that that was your nickname of yours. I really don't like pancakes. I mean, I truly do not like pancakes. So when I heard that, I just kind of chuckled. Yeah, I kind of chuckled. Well, there's a kind of a story behind it, that will fit with what you were talking about today. When I was a child, I was sick as a dog, my mother decided to have pancakes. It was like an evening, you know, high breakfast for dinner, so we were going to have pancakes. Well, that one day she made that, there was a skunk outside the house that was just like literally destroyed right outside the house, and I got so bad sick that I have never had a pancake since.
Oh my gosh!
But now every now and then, when I'm out driving with Roy, we'll smell a skunk and it'll say pancakes.
Oh my gosh!
But see, now I have a new association to kind of shift that.
Yeah, well, it's about time. How many years ago was that? 100 years ago?
At least 100 years ago. But it just goes to show the kind of, you know, connections, you know, associations can have and influence on the present and all that. Yeah, I mean, it kind of just fits in with it. But anyway, and I just, you know, thought it was a interesting pancake story.
Wow, I love that. That is a good pancake story. And, you know, I've never met anyone that said they didn't like pancakes.
Oh, well,
ever.
Now you have.
I know. Your next question is waffles, too, right? You don't like waffles?
Yeah. Well, waffles kind of, you know, they kind of are iffy. You know, it depends.
Same pancake family.
It is. And you know, and it has to be, you know, I have to be definitely in the mood. So anyway, there's a softening of that, but, you know, flat out pancakes now. So instead of maybe calling you, have my nickname for you be pancake, maybe it should be Jell-O. What do you think?
Yes. You can call me whatever you want. Jell-O, pancakes, whatever.
Our Jell-O meetup sometimes, so it'll be great.
It's going to happen, Robert. It's going to happen. I promise.
Yes.
It's going to happen. I don't know when, but it is going to happen. And the other thing I want to say is that second book that I'm writing is going to get out. Finally, after all these years,
great.
I'm working on it really,
good.
Yeah, really, really strong now. I mean, I've got a lot of it done, and I found an editor, blah, 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 blah. So all of my yakety-yacking for years, but it wasn't time, but now it's time.
Yeah,
I've got so much current information. I mean, I reference a lot of current things that are going on, including this COVID thing. So it wasn't time to write it before, but it's going to be written now.
Yep.
It's going to be done now.
Yep, that sounds great. Well, anything I can do, you just let me know.
I will. You're going to be on the team, Robert. You're going to be on the team.
All right.
Robert Sharp,
okay.
Follow him, everyone. He has his own show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Bite. You say it, Robert. Bite me. Go ahead. Bite me radio.
I say bite radio, but it's, you know, bringing inspiration to earth and stuff. But, yeah, bite radio, you know.
Bringing inspiration to earth. Robert Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. Find him. He's done so many interviews. It's He's the king. King, king, king. Thank you, Robert, so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're very special. Thank you.
Bye now.
Wow, everybody. You know, I don't even remember the topic of today's. The topic was intuition. Intuition practice. Practice using your intuition. And, you know, let me get back to Tina, too. You know what? I just want to say that one of the things I can feel in living and staying in the present moment, it really takes away from anything that I think about for the future, anything, of course, in the past. So this living in the present moment is also a practice that I encourage. Okay. The show's over. Can't believe it. Yikes. How did the time fly? Well, that's the end of the show today. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio, The Truth About Happiness, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is a work in progress, but, you know, hey, It'll get there. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be hopefully before the end of this year. And until 2 weeks from now, I will not be here next week. I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. I've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, global happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practiced skill. Thank you for listening.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Right on the tea, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Right on the tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Right on the tea, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Right on the tea, spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Now,
get real.
Now,
get real.
Time to get real.